Let's do Mirab. I like doing Mirabs at the end of our shouds. And you're right. We don't have a lot to say today because everything hinges on this whole thing of energy acceptance. And I want that to be the point of today, energy acceptance. So let's put on a little bit of music now and do our Mirab. Take a good deep breath. You've chosen to stay on this planet to be a master, to experience now embodied realization, to experience your own energy. You've chosen to stay on the earth and to shine on for others, knowing that the planet could really use it right now. Your light of consciousness, shared, spread out. Not your energy, but your light, your consciousness. You're not going around sharing energy, that would be fruitless. But your consciousness, shining out to the world, illuminating for this world the new potentials that are available. And without that light of at least a few hundred, if not a few thousand, embodied masters, the humanity may never see some of the other potentials that are available right now. It's a turning point, or you could say a tipping point for the planet, but you all know that. And with you shining on, there's a good chance they're going to see those other potentials. Let's first shine in before we shine on. Let's first allow your own light to shine within yourself. And I use the word light. What I mean is consciousness. It's like a light. Let your own consciousness shine within yourself. Let it shine in upon your own energy. Let it shine upon your own realization. Let's start with illuminating, with shining on the inside. In other words, let that light of your consciousness be upon you. It's so important to do this before even letting it be upon the world, but let it be upon you, in your body, in your thoughts, in your experiences. This light has always been there. Not anything that you have to try to bring in or work at. It's always been there, but let it shine right now to every part of your being. It's your light, it's your consciousness. In embodied realization, the human continues on with their experiences. It's not that the human vanishes and goes away and no, the human continues on with their experiences, but now with the benefit of wisdom and with the benefit of their shining consciousness. On this day, let your light shine within. Instead of having it out there, off there somewhere, let it be right here shining within. Feel your own radiance, your own consciousness. This is you. this very thing, this light that shines within, it's the very thing that then brings in the energy, creates a harmony with energy, and brings you everything in your life, brings you everything that you need or want in your life. Let that light shine within. Yeah, on your aches and pains, on your imbalances, anything that might be there, just let that light shine now without holding back anything. This light is present here in this moment. It's not often some what you call higher self thing or another dimension. It's right here. It's right here. Let that shine within all of you, every part of you. This is what a master does before they go out shining their light to others on the outside. They take a few minutes to shine within. They shine in before they shine on. The master makes sure that they're consciously aware of their own light continuing to shine within themselves, illuminating into their body, into their mind, into their senses. It's easy to forget that. It's easy to think, well, I have to go out and shine for the world, but no, always take that moment to shine for yourself. The illumination of your consciousness within yourself. And now, together, individually but together, let's shine onto the world. You know, I'm not a big fan of doing global prayers or global meditations or any group things because, well, if it's not just the right group, you have a lot of junk in there. You got a lot of imbalanced energies, and that's why very rarely do we do this kind of thing together. But as masters now, realized beings, you're at the point where we can sit down without agenda. There's no agenda in this. We can sit down and simply shine onto the world. We're not trying to change it. See, that's what I've never really liked, all these group gatherings where you do a group meditation. They're filled with agendas from people who really don't understand what true compassion is. But with you, Chambra, with us now, we can be here together, connected all around the globe, and now we can shine onto the world. Without agenda, without trying to inflict change. No, we're not trying to create a different outcome for elections, or we're not even trying to repair the environment. There's no place for that here. This is the gathering of the Merlins shining onto the world. Letting our consciousness open without holding back. We're not trying to change global warming or sex trafficking or anything like that. You're far too wise right now for that. But we are shining a light onto the world that will show others, that will illuminate a potential to them that they might not have otherwise seen. A change, a way of changing their chair. So for the first time together with this gathering of you masters, first time, let's shine on to the world. Agenda. It is simply a beingness. I hope you can feel the true peace in this. You know, if we had an agenda, we were trying to fix the environmental issues or fix the society issues, there's really not a feeling of peace. Because there's still, it's still battles, it's still causes. But as we shine on to the world right now, feel into the peacefulness. We're not trying to change dark into light. We're not trying to change the world's financial systems, none of that. We are shining a light of consciousness. Consciousness that's been brought to the earth, not held in the heavens. Brought to the earth by you. By realized masters. Let's shine on in this moment. Feeling so bold, so fearless as to bring our light forward. As you allow yourself to shine, to radiate forth consciousness, take a moment to feel now what that's doing to your energy. Remember, today it's all about taking that big step, bold, fearless step into letting your energy come in and be there and serve you. Now, feel what it's doing as you shine on, what that's doing to your energy. We're gathered here together for the first time like this in doing a shining on, a master shine on. Feel what that's doing to your energy. And remember the beauty of this, we're not trying to change the world. Simply illuminating different chairs, different potentials that they might not have realized were right there. We're not making them choose one thing or the other. We're simply opening the perspective of humanity. It's up to them what they want to do with it. What's happening to your energy right now? Well, it should be, how do you say, happy. It should be dancing in delight because this is what you came here to do. After that long, long path in this lifetime of hardships and then releasing, feeling lost, feeling stuck after going through all this now in your realization, doing now what you came here to do. to shine on. What happens with the energy now is it flows more gracefully because we get to this point where we're able to do exactly what you came here to do, to shine on. And now a lot of the self-doubt goes away. The self-doubt is what holds energy back. A lot of the self-doubt, you realize you're here, you made it. You're doing what you came here to do. That's another one for Merlin's Guide to Embodied Realization. The master shines in within themselves, and then they shine on. Doesn't matter much what else you do the rest of the day or night. Any day or any night, it doesn't matter if you've got a high-powered job or you're retired. Doesn't matter if you do chores around the house or not. This is why you came here. To shine on for this planet. Now feel your energy again. Because of your own worthiness, your own coming to the promise that you made yourself, what you would do in this lifetime, that you would allow realization and stay in the body. There's a different relationship now with your energy. Because you're doing what you came here to do. There's a new worthiness of receiving your energy. Let's shine on to the world. The world is looking for a light right now. A light without an agenda. A light without rules. A light without suffering. A light of higher potentials. Let's do it right now. A huge sense of what you call it, satisfaction of I'm doing what I came here to do. I've stayed in the body. I'm now shining my light. I'm the master whose office is the park bench or a cafe or wherever you want to be. I'm the master who doesn't have to have my foot on the brake and on the gas pedal and my hands on the wheel. I am that I am. And I'm doing what I came here to do because all of you, I know you love this planet. You've had so many lifetimes and now comes your last lifetime. Now you just shine on. You know your own light now, so you can shine on. Today is about taking that big leap, allowing your own energy, and when you do, then next step is we'll shine on. Let's take a good deep breath on this day. Very special thanks to Edith for sharing her story, for taking a moment to be here with us on this day. Such an inspiration, such a character, such a part of Chambra for so many years. Oh, Edith, I know you'll find just the right family to come back into. And I know you'll find the lost love. And Edith, it was always you. It wasn't somebody else. that lost love. It was always you that you were looking for. And dear Chambra, no matter how crazy things get in this world around you, remember that all is well and radiant in all of creation. I am Adamas of Sovereign Domain. Thank you.